when we were in Disneyland, some person walked up to my dad and said, "Oh my gosh, are you Reed Martin from the Reduced Shakespeare Company? Can I have your autograph?" He was so proud.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Austin Titchener, one third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, number 239, DC for Kids. We've returned to the Kennedy Center this summer for our eighth visit since 1994, and we always love returning to Washington, D.C. and the Kennedy Center, usually because it's always during the summer when we come here. And since school is out, that means we can bring our families with us. Last weekend, the kids were hanging out with us backstage at the Terrace Theater, so I asked them about what they like to do in D.C. in the summer.
Daisy Titchener.
Hi.
Campbell Martin. Hello.
Hello.
Kian Martin.
Hello.
Quincy Titchener, say hi.
Hello.
Daisy, you and Kian, you guys are both 11, yes?
Correct.
Correct. Campbell, you have just become a teenager, correct?
Yes.
13, excellent. Quincy, later this week, you will turn how old?
15.
Get out of town. Do you guys remember how old you were when you first came to Washington, D.C. to visit? Anybody remember?
4.
Do you remember how old you guys were, Campbell, Kian?
No.
Young? Old? You were young. You had to
be
young.
Yes.
What do you guys like to do when you come to D.C.? What's the first thing you look forward to doing?
Swimming.
Swimming, because we're almost always here during the summer because it's hot.
Okay.
I love the Air and Space Museum because there's this flight simulator that you can go on. You can go upside down, like 360 degrees. It's crazy.
But isn't... If you're going upside down in the flight simulator, doesn't that mean you're doing it wrong? Because that's what happened to me. I just spent the entire time upside down in a flight simulator, and I went, well, this is stupid. I'm doing this completely wrong.
It kind of however you want it.
It's however you want it. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess so. It's only wrong because I wanted to be up right side up.
Yeah.
If I was upside down, then okay. But you guys like going upside down. That's part of the fun of it.
Yes, there are two seats, and my brother and I go with each other. The person who's driving is... driving, then the person who's not driving has to not throw up while the other person is driving.
That seems like a good rule of thumb. Daisy, what's your favorite museum to go to?
Oh, there's so many. I like the one that you do.
Not a big fan of the museums, I guess, is what I'm hearing.
No, not really.
What about...
I like the Air and Space.
Air and Space. Well, what about the monuments here? I mean, we've been here so many summers. You guys like seeing the monuments?
I like the one of Albert Einstein that you can climb on.
Yeah?
Because you can climb on it.
Cool. What about any others?
I like rubbing FDR's thumb.
Is that some sort of teenage euphemism that I'm not aware of these days?
Nope. You can actually rub FDR's bronze thumb.
Well, I like going to the monuments at night. Have you guys done that, Martin boys?
Yeah, we did it last time we came here.
Cool. Was that fun? I mean, was that good?
Yeah. It was pretty good. Better than your average daytime monument.
Well,
because it's at night.
It's cooler at night. There's something sort of ghostly about the nighttime, yeah?
And plus 10 degrees colder.
Yeah, at least. Yeah,
I was just going to say, much cooler.
But especially the one outside
Korea.
Of the Lincoln, that one.
Korea.
Where all the army... member dudes are just like walking and the lights are on. And
yeah, the Korean Memorial. Yeah, yeah. It actually feels like it's just so quiet. It kind of feels ghostly, like you're actually out there on patrol with them in the night.
It's creepy.
Yeah, their faces are lit up and they look like they're all kind of scared, poopless.
Yeah, yeah. What now, Quincy? You've I guess been coming here the longest because you're the oldest. What were there some museums you liked to go to when you were younger that you've outgrown now? Being a big teenager.
Well, the Natural History Museum, I think is what it's called. They had one exhibit with about the Ice Age or evolution or something, and it had one video entitled "Too Cold."
Oh, this was about how the planet cooled off or something, or heated and cooled?
Yeah.
It was like a video.
Yeah, basically it showed how animals in the ocean died off because the water got too cold, and so they couldn't. One species died, and then species that fed off that species died, and then species that fed off that species died, and it was all in claymation, and it was very fun to watch.
I remember, I think you were about 3 when we watched that video.
And I've been watching it up until last year.
And what happened last year? You visited D.C. with your class from California, right?
Yeah, we visited with my class, and the first thing we did when we got to our Natural History Museum was I took my buddy upstairs to the left to the Too Cold exhibit, but it
weren't
was...
Weren't you saying, dude, you gotta see this, you gotta see this, yeah.
I was trying to show him, because I had been watching it for, like, every single time I've been to Washington, D.C. ever, and then we got there... And it was gone, and I asked one of the tour guide people where it is, and they said it was only a temporary exhibit, which seems weird for an exhibit that's been there for 10 years. But yeah,
that's cold.
It was very upsetting.
Now, do you remember when we biked the sites?
Oh, I do remember that.
That was fun, wasn't it?
That. I was asleep behind your bicycle being pulled with a fireman dog.
Yeah, we had a little carriage that was attached to the back of my bike, and you and...
I was on a double-seated bike with my mother.
Yes, that's right. And it was great because it was on our night off. It was like at dusk, 6 o'clock, and we rode our bikes all around. I think, actually, that's a cool way to see the monuments and the sites of D.C. Did Martin Boyce, have you guys done that?
No.
All right, who has a favorite memory of D.C.? What's a favorite memory?
Oh, the 4th of July party from last year at the Kennedy Center. That was just awesome. There was the cast for Mary Poppins, and I got to see them. And there was a little arcade center for all the kids. And there was, like, mini basketball hoops, air hockey tables, like dinosaur age games.
I got to explain this. The Kennedy Center puts on a big party from on the roof of the Kennedy Center. They have a big terrace that goes around the roof, and it's a party for VIPs here at the Kennedy Center, big donors and friends and media people and whatnot. And
so naturally, we're invited.
No, we are allowed to crash, they just food from all over. And as you're saying, the arcade for the kids, it's great for the grown-ups because we don't have to see you little jerks for like a couple of hours. We can be outside and watch the fireworks. Do you? That's always very fun.
Yeah.
Daisy, okay?
What? I have a least favorite memory.
A least favorite? Yeah. All right, what is that?
So at the 4th of July party, there was the people who draw the
caricatures.
Yeah,
caricatures. Yes.
Oh yeah.
And I got in line, and then just as I was at the front, she said, "Oh, okay." So, and then these kids cut me, and they were like, "Okay, so we're gonna stop at you," and pointed to the kids who cut me.
Quincy, that's too cold, isn't it?
That is too cold.
I'm Holly Morris with Fox 5 Morning News in Washington, D.C., hanging with 3 of the funniest guys I know. And the Reduced Shakespeare Company. No. They are 3 of the funniest guys I know. You are listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast.
Where can you RSC the RSC? For the next 3 weeks, until July 24th, 2011, we'll be in Washington, D.C. at the Kennedy Center performing The Complete World of Sports Abridged. You can also hear us online giving an audio tour of publicly owned Shakespeare paintings. Go to bbc.co.uk/arts/yourpaintings and click on Choose Your Tour Guide. As always, the very best way to stay up to date about all of our worldwide performance dates is to sign up for the Reduced Reader, our email newsletter. Go to reducedshakespeare.com and click on the link to subscribe, and check out our touring page for specific box office venue and ticket information. And now back to the Terrace Theater Green Room, where Reed's sons Campbell and Kean Martin and my kids Quincy and Daisy Titchener are joined by RSE stage manager Elaine Randolph. Daisy, what's your favorite memory?
The carousel outside of
the Smithsonian castle. Yeah,
it is so fun, and there's like a dragon, I remember.
It's still fun, isn't it?
It is still fun. But I think we only got to ride once, and then they were like, go away.
Quincy, was it different for you coming here all these years with your family and then coming with your 7th grade class? Did you come see any shows here?
Yeah, we've seen the wonderful RSC shows.
Yes, but when you were with your class.
We saw Sheer Madness, the Wonder of Sheer Madness, in which someone dropped my name
during the performance.
During the performance.
Oops.
That was very exciting.
But Elaine, you've self-proclaimed favorite aunt to your nieces and nephews, and you live here actually in D.C. or just outside. What do you do when to entertain relatives, kids, young folks in D.C.? What do you recommend?
Well, they're my age.
So. What? Really? Oh, your age mentally?
Yes, completely.
I see what you mean.
I have six nephews, okay. So they're the youngest one is now in college, his first year of college. So we still have games night. We play games.
Cool.
And as one of them likes to put it, you know, we have dysfunctional family games night sometimes.
Aren't they all by definition?
Yeah.
Now I put it out on Twitter for some recommendations for things to do with kids. And the recommendation that kept coming back to us was going to the right near Union Station, the train station here in DC, the US Postal Museum. Everybody says that's really great. Does that sound interesting to you guys?
No.
Does anybody want to take up on this offer to go to the postal museum?
I would be willing to try it.
Yeah.
God bless you, Kian.
I would try it, but I can't promise you I would enjoy it.
Tough room.
Now, there is Walter Reed, I thought, used to have like a medical interesting things museum, which could be kind of macabre.
That's cool. In London, they have the dungeons, right?
Ooh, the London dungeons.
The London dungeons.
I love
cool.
the London dungeons, especially the Jack the Ripper one.
Yeah. Reed Martin, what do you like to do with the kids in D.C., aside from leaving them somewhere?
Well, last year, I think they went to the Newseum, which isn't part of the Smithsonian. You have to pay, but it's really interesting. It's a history of journalism, so it's print journalism, it's photography, it's TV, it's newsreels, and they really like that. And I think they went on. There's a room where you have a green screen behind you, and you get to read a newscast, and then they upload it.
Yeah, that's fun.
So the kids really they really liked that. Kian's doing a couple things this summer, a couple of sort of art. Camps at the Corcoran. I don't know if you mentioned that.
No, I didn't.
So he did one on, they called it alternative photography, but a lot of it was like collages and things.
Cool.
And he and Campbell are going to do a claymation camp there in the afternoons, our last week here. And then aren't all the kids are doing an Apple store,
right.
What is it, iMovie?
I think so.
Things?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
There's plenty of stuff to do. But I think last year we were going all the time. And so this year, because we were only here for 3 weeks last year. This year we were here last year. We're here for 5 weeks. Let's have a busy week and then a relaxed week. And that's better.
Well, and last year we stayed in an apartment. The Kennedy Center always puts us up in different apartments. But this year we're back in an apartment complex that actually has a pool for the second time. And it's in Arlington, which is only one stop across the river out of D.C. So it's easy, quick to get to. But when you're over there, the pool's right there. There's something about, who wants to go to a museum?
I'll be in the pool.
And just taking a step back to the previous topic, my dad's been collecting stamps since the 1930s. He loves the Postal Museum. But he's the one.
I've always thought your dad was a bit of a philatelist.
Watch it.
There's a ropes course or a zip line out near the National Harbor that I think is kind of cool.
I've heard that.
Okay. Daisy, you want to go on a zip line?
Yes, please.
Okay.
There's rock climbing. There's rock climbing out at Great Falls.
Ooh, real rock climbing?
Ah.
Yeah? Quincy was so intrigued by rock climbing, he looked up from the game he was playing on his phone.
Yeah.
Busted.
One of my classmates is actually ranked the number one best junior rock climber in the country.
Yeah, in her age group.
Yeah, and she's like 14.
That's awesome.
Yeah, she, whatever.
So we don't want to go rock climbing with her.
Yeah, no.
All right. Anybody else got anything they want to say?
One time I went rock climbing and I climbed up. But my favorite part was going down because it was fun to bounce off the wall.
Bouncing off the walls, the children of the Reduce Shakespeare Company.
Also, in zip lines, this happened to me and my friend. We went on the zip line and didn't get enough power, so we got stuck in the middle. of the zip line, and we were getting wedgies from the little, like, straps they gave us, and so they had to, like, throw us up a brick connected to a rope and pull us to the other side. So, you know.
They threw a brick at you?
Yes. It was like a foam brick, but, yeah. So, try and have speed.
On a zip line. Important safety tip. Thanks, Egon. And so now you're backstage between shows here on the matinee on July 2nd, 2011. And what do you got? It's game day. It's game day. Whose idea was game day?
Elaine.
Elaine's? Elaine, our stage manager, Elaine Randolph. The RSE's favorite aunt, right?
Who, me? Who, you?
And what are you playing?
Killer Bunnies.
What is this?
I think I better explain since it's my game.
Oh, please do. Okay.
All right, so Killer Bunnies is it's a card game, and there are many factors, but you have to get the magic carrot, and you can buy carrots, and then there's a little deck of the carrot cards, and then whoever has the bottom carrot, and it's random, wins. Mm-hmm. But there are also factors like you have to have a bunny, and then the bunnies can let you do different cards, and then there are terrible misfortunes with which kill your bunnies, and they're usually pretty funny.
Such as
one of your bunnies is impaled by a stray lawn dart during a family outing, and he dies.
I hate it when that happens. Now, so it's a card game, but I see these dice. How many are these 8-sided dice?
What are these?
They are 12-sided dice, and they're for various weapons, cards, there's a lot. Dice are kind of like a huge factor in the game. Like, you cannot survive without dice.
I have to say I'm a little concerned because this Killer Bunnies game looks like a gateway game into Dungeons & Dragons. Is that where this is going?
Never.
Never.
I don't know.
Never say never.
I'm pretty intrigued in Dungeons & Dragons.
Are you? Oh, my Daisy, my little nerdlet.
That's me. I'm a nerdlet.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Comedy Podcast. Send us your fun things to do via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. You can also post comments on our website podcast page, and you can post reviews on iTunes. You can interact with other fans at our website and our Reduced Shakespeare Comedy Facebook fan page. You can also become a subscriber to our YouTube channel or become a twit. Follow us on Twitter @Reduced. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, reducedshakespeare.com. Thanks, as always, to webmaster Matt Rippey, moving consultant and storage supervisor Matthew Croak, music by John Weber and GarageBand. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Marco Van Bruggen. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to Holly Morris from Fox Morning News here in D.C. We spent an entire morning with Holly last week. You can see the video of our antics online by doing a Google search for Holly Morris Reduced Shakespeare. And thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 239/717 of the Reduced Shakespeare Company. You know what I think would be really cool? There's also, you can segue the sites.
Oh, I want to do that.
Yes. Yeah? Yes, 1,000 times yes.
Yeah.
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reducedshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.
So much less. So much less. So much less.